Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. It's the most dangerous podcast in the world. Make sure y'all tap in for some war room, some high-level conversation, and keys to be able to unlock and stimulate that God within. Tap in. This episode is brought to you by Goldwater. My high electrical thoughts are always stimulated with the gold, right? Because I'm always on the gold. Now, we're born with 0.02% of gold within our body, for those who didn't know that. Now, scientists believe that the reason we're actually born with this gold in our body, given that gold is a heavy metal, makes it a superconductor of electricity, and our bodies operate off electricity with 70-90% water, we actually need that gold. Now, they believe that it's because of anti-inflammation and also to electrify the nerve ending between the cells within your body, right? Now, why would that even be important in the first place, and how can I qualify that to have anything to do with this high-level thinking? Well, it's my firm belief, and it's also the understanding of science and biology itself, that the body is an electrical system and it needs electricity. When we're young, we have all of this amazing energy, right? We can just run fields and fields. And then over time, our energy decreases, getting lower and lower and lower as adults. You understand me? We can barely run down the stairs before our heart palpitating and it's about to explode like we Homer sitting on the couch in Simpsons. You understand me? So what happens to our body over time? Well, we put the wrong things in it and we rust out our body and it's no longer as electrical. We still have the same amount of potential, but the electricity needed to power up our bodies at maximum potential is no longer there. So putting things like the gold in there is reviving your body, recharging you to that natural childlike energy that you once had before. Now, of course, you want to eat clean so you have maximum absorption rate of the gold and you can tap in. Make sure you do your own studies on the gold, consult with your doctors, and after you're done, come to the healers and tap in to the same thing the Egyptian gods used to utilize, and that's gold. I'm 19 Keys, I'm from Oakland, California. I would have to say the moment where I was fighting the case, we took it all the way to trial, and it was a silence in the courtroom, and they were delivering the verdict. And that judge said, Jibril Muhammad, not guilty. In that moment, I knew I wasn't going back to whatever decisions that I made before that, whatever life I was living before that, because now I had grip and control of my future again. I consider myself a polymath, one whose expertise span in many different areas, but one that people actually really love to hear me talk about is mindset. And so in that particular area, I think that everything is filtered through mindset. I believe in 80% mindset, 20% skill set. So when it comes to the psychology of how to change your pattern of thinking, I believe that's where I advance in. And that's the most value that I can give to people beyond the things that I've accomplished. They say in life that when you die, you know, you live another life, right? That we have this endless stream of lives and different dimensions and things of that nature. And so when I ask them the question, who influences me the most in life, I have to think about the different lives that I lived, right? When I was younger, and I go by Brill, by the family, or they call me Cali growing up in St. Louis, and now I go by 19 Keys. Every level of life, I had a different influence, right? Younger, my older brother was 100% my biggest influence in life, right? And then on sideline of that, it was the teachings that came out of this construct of the Nation of Islam, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, right? And then growing up and advancing in life, it was the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And the reason that I say that is because that's what really made me want to fire the white man and work for myself. You know, and I don't think most people know how much of an influence the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has in my path and my trajectory. Not only that, my father and my mother. I can't just answer that question with one person because different aspects of my life, they allowed me to become who I am. You understand me? And I believe that every person should have at least 7 streams of consciousness, meaning that different people that they take the blueprint, you know, to create the mind frame of who they are. So my family, the teachers under Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and the impact that the Nation of Islam has had on me, that has influenced me the most. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is somebody I courageously look up to, because as I tried to get away from the teachings at one point in time, in a sense to where I wanted to figure out if these were true because I was indoctrinated into it, or they were true because they could stand the scrutiny. And I started studying all other different things and different religions and different sciences and different mathematics. And it only reinforced the teachings that he had. And I found a deepness and different layers in the teachings that he gave and his accomplishments as a redeemer and a reformer. Growing up from where he came from, you know, the image, the symbolism, the teachings, the man itself inspired me profoundly, you know, in a way that I don't think no other human being can inspire me. One of the things I'm most proud of, accomplishment the most, is being able to do for my family, being able to buy a car for my mother, being able to be there for my brothers and sisters at any time that they call me. I can be there financially, I can be there mentally, I can be a role model for my family. Even if I can't always be there with them, I can inspire them by my actions. And so going from where I was as a nigga in the streets, you understand me, to who I am today, adding value to people's lives. I can travel around the world and the average person know my name, not because I did some ignorant, but because I added value to their life. What I wish to see for Black America is that we obtain all of the wealth that is owed to us, that we gain prosperity, we gain favor, we gain the understanding of the importance of Black family. We build our own infrastructure and institutions. We become courageous enough to be able to kick our old oppressors, his family members, and they whole ancestry descendant line away from us completely, that we get the ability to be self-sufficient, do for self, you understand me, and impact our own lives, that we really take the concepts that we believe in, all of the things that we talk about, we say we want to do, that we become fearless enough to actually get it done, that we stop bullshitting and making excuses for why we ain't had things, we stop blaming anybody else, but we truly take ownership for who we are when we go to the mothership. I have a dream. I sound like Martin Luther King, but it's real. I got a dream that, you know, I want to walk outside and I can see a skyscraper owned by a Black man, right? And I look around and the buildings that surround me is owned by a Black woman or a Black man or a Black family. The products that I buy, these are all Black owned, as if I had walked into a Black Walmart. And it would let me know that we finally are the constructors of our own world. We finally produce for something. Because if I go walk in any city of America and I look around, I can't assume that none of these buildings are Black owned, right? So that vision of the world is to be able to see progress with my eyes, not just in my vision. One of my superpowers is to be able to take high level thoughts and create concepts of those thoughts. And when you do that, you basically have to, you know, carve off some of the data that goes into a concept to where a person always want to have this impact. Person say, I never thought about it like that before, right? Oftentimes, we don't have time to think. So I do the thinking for other people. I take those concepts and then I give it to the culture as a download. Once they download this, it'll allow them to be able to go further because they didn't even have the time to create the download for themselves. So one of my greatest superpowers was my ability to be able to work with family, to be able to give that concept and understanding that it ain't about not doing business with family, but only doing business with family. And giving that sort of concept to
the world in a sense of a key that they can utilize to unlock that aspect of themselves that they normally couldn't get to. That's my superpower. I 100% believe in black family because I know that black family is the key solution and the missing component that we must get down. It is the foundation of everything that we're trying to build right now, that we're actually building everything else besides the black family, which means it has no foundation to stand on. We could talk about generational wealth all we want to, but if we don't have a generation, if we don't have a family to actually pass it down, then we're not actually building generational wealth, right? So it's symbol without substance, right? But the family is the substance, it's the nucleus, it's the very thing that they destroyed that got us in the position of where we are right now. So once we can synergize the masculine and feminine principles within each male and female in the world, right, specifically within the black world order, then we'll be able to properly build black family, and families rule the world. So when people understand the importance of black family, we can finally get to that place of black world order. The ideas for my businesses come from things that I want to see in the world, right? My crowns. I think about a representation of God, right? When I look in my environment, there's nobody that's propagating godliness to me. You know what I mean? You go look at the average billboard, they're trying to sell you something of your lower nature that you don't need. Where's the billboard that say, tap in, young God? Where's the billboard that say, continue to circulate the black dollar in your own community? Where's the billboard to say that, you know, continue to think positive throughout your day, right? There are no billboards, right? And when I think about my studies of the mind, I think about the subconscious brain and the fact that our subconscious brain records everything that we see, regardless if we want to or not, that you cannot tell a symbol no. And a symbol is an information machine backed by, you know, bits of knowledge and information. And the moment that we see a symbol is downloaded into our subconscious mind and it speaks to us. So I said that, what if I become the symbol I want to see in the environment? That I force people to record righteousness of freedom, justice, and equality every time they see me. So when I think about designing a business, I think about a problem. How can I communicate that problem and create a solution all at the same time? So whether it's the Goldwater business with our health products, teaching Black America to not be soft targets to things like these viruses that we see today, right? To be proactive about our health journey. When I think about things when it comes to luxury design and communicating symbolism, right? Through a higher level of you know, autonomous information. And that autonomous information is built into the design of what these particular symbols represent. When I think about wealth creation, we look at the fact we're in the biggest wealth transfer in the history, right? So how can I go about my normal daily basis and analysis of the culture and giving these concepts of the mind without giving them things that they can practice, principles that's applicable? So that was really, you know, my foundation for any business that I wanted to build, was thinking about the problems that I see and the solutions I want to create. What inspires me the most about Chris Call is he is able to take concepts similar to myself and he can condense them down simple enough where the average person who heard about something but couldn't understand it at first until he broke it down in a way to where they thought that, oh, this is now digestible to me. I can now utilize it. Every time I talk with bruh, he got something new that I didn't know about him, right? And that's a person that's multi-layered or multi-dimensions to be able to add to the world. And as we converse, I'd be like, wait a minute, that's another thing. If we gave this to 100,000 families, they'd change their life. And you may have some information that you didn't even know was a gem to the world, right? And so it's beautiful to see his progress in the digital world because he made all his money offline. So what inspires me the most, number one, is the journey that he went on by himself, right, to accumulate this knowledge that's valuable to the world. One thing I think I misunderstood for is my intentions, right? When I speak to people, I always speak from this place of not seeing people where they are, but where they could be. And most time I'm speaking to a person's potential and I'm speaking to the bigger picture, right? And sometimes people become victims of the bigger picture, right? Meaning that I'm analyzing something that I see you do, but I also see it in thousands of other people. But you're going to feel like I'm specifically targeting you because you are in the details of that bigger picture, right? And it's not something that you're doing wrong, but it's something that we need to analyze as a broader community, right? But people usually take it personal instead of looking at the bigger vision, right? So my intent is never to personalize anything that I do, but to be effective so that we can go further and even you and your own progress can go further. I'm an older brother. right? I got six other younger brothers. So the way that I speak to everybody else, I speak to them like I speak to family. I give them tough love. But if they take that tough love and they take the direction, I promise you, each and every time, it'll add value to their life. And I know that a God add value and a devil devalues, right? So you would just think about, if I actually took his direction, if I took the lead, would it be good for me, right? Regardless of the emotion that I just felt when he told me and he gave me this instruction, because he could just be very tough in the way that he does things, was it good for me? Everybody is not used to having a man in their life, a God in their life, a masculine energy. That's what I'm used to. My pops was there for me like that. My brother was there for me like that. I grew up in Oakland, California. It was damn near just a black Muslim mafia, right? And I grew up in many dangerous environments. I didn't grow up in crack houses. I didn't been homeless. I didn't been shot at. I done robbed. I done been in jail. I done had court cases. I done dropped out of school. You understand me? I done built my own seven-figure businesses. I'm resilient in every aspect. I ain't never been given nothing but a good mindset on how to attain and execute. So when I see other people's potential, I can see where they lack in certain areas. Or I'm thinking about, yo, I only really love and appreciate unified effort and collaboration. Like, I hear a person's individual accomplishments, and I hear my own, and I also want people to understand that I really love our people and our culture. I love what we accomplish individual. And when I'm done reflecting on that individual accomplishment, I think about, damn, how much further we can go together. And that when I look at systems, I look at the root, not the branch, not the fruit, I look at the root. And when you analyze things from a branch or a fruit, that's a different way that you're going to go about it. Because you say, well, I love the branch. Look, I'm accomplishing the branch of it. Well, the root is the family order, right? The root of it, the right and the rituals and the things that they embed in our subconscious mind. The root of it is getting the details of the design so we can create a completely new world, right? And I'm sure you love your branch success, but does it get to the root of the problem? Does it create a whole new world? So I'm not speaking from a point that most people even analyze when I'm talking to them. I'm speaking from a research and investigated point that may even be esoteric sometimes, but it's very applicable. If you make this small little tweak, I promise we can go further. So my greatest thing, I want people to understand that my intentions and my heart is good, right? I live my life and die the death of a Muslim. I'm not perfect by any means. I would never want to be painted perfect, because as soon as they paint you perfect, then they try to cash you and be like, well, you didn't do this, that, the third right. Nah, but I know my mission, regardless if anybody else does. So if you take the information that I got and it's valuable to you, I just want you to investigate it instead of defend yourself. Investigate, is it good for me? If I take this advice, what is the reality that might come from it? If you think of it in that way, I'll be like the wise man talking to the fool. The fool doesn't understand the wise man, but the wise man understands the fool, right? And that's not to say that the person listening is a fool, but I like to play the fool when I'm listening to wise people so that I can just take in all of the information and think I know nothing. I've seen Brother Ben X from the day that I've met him, first seen him. I think he had a Black Edification page. And I remember reaching out to the brother. Don't even remember what inspired me in that moment, right? Just sometimes you get synergy. And reaching out to the brother, seeing him in the nation, and seeing him accomplish the things I've always wanted people to do. In a way that he was able to take his initial membership into the Nation of Islam and do something that people, for no other member had did, right? Is he categorized all of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's teachings in a way that they were easily digestible and that you can easily find them in a manner that was super innovative. And I seen him, we both fired our jobs around the same time. We both had visions that we went upon a journey and we executed on. And we did it when we had little resources, was getting little paid to no money at all. I believe that the brother has a spirit that is pure and a potential that is massive beyond even what he knows, right? And I believe that if he continues to execute in the manner that he does, and he continues to surround himself by the right influence, then his impact would be in the history books. What inspires me the most about Brother Jake Taylor Jacobs is the fact that he is super passionate about what he believes in, right? And he has an information and knowledge that if every Black family in America had, it would progress us further and make us less dependent upon institutions that don't serve our best interest. He has an ability to be able to build structures, right? Where a lot of people have philosophies and ideas, but he's able to construct things. So when you take one person that has vision and has ideas, and then you marry that with a person who has construct, now you have the ability to create a real world, right? So I love mathematical thinkers who are intelligent and who have a value that every black family can use. Anytime I talk about Derrick Grace, you get a little chuckle because probably some funny story with Derrick Grace. I've been knowing Grace for a while, man. I remember he followed one of my old pages, Musa Hill pages, maybe like 7, 8 years ago. And I just remember looking at the guy. He had his family with him. He had tattoos. And he was educated. I didn't really think much of it at the time. Besides, he was like one of the first people. I think he had like 78,000 followers, you know. And that was when I had like no followers. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. I wondered what interested him in these designs. Because they was like Muslim designs at the time. And, you know, he didn't have no social media person handling his account. So that was really him. And that was my first time I actually seen him. And then it was years later when I went on my journey, my videos start going viral. And I believe he hit me, he followed me. And I think he hit me in the DM like, bro, you the one, right? And he invited me out to come speak with him after that in LA. I did, I looked at his style, right? The way he spoke with the people, the way that they admired him and the impact that he was having on them and their daily family lives, teaching them how to deal with their own children. And we was in the middle of the hood, you understand me? We in LA. And there was a synergy there that was instant, right? And I seen somebody that I knew would go on the journey that was gonna be massive as well. And so he has the ability to speak life into people around him and to execute on the ideas that he has. And he just don't give up until he get it done, and he get bored when not getting shit done. What inspired me to know I can do a seven-figure business? Number one, I've always believed it was possible, I just didn't know how I was gonna be able to do it. Once I obtained the mindset that I can have $1,000 a day, I can have a $10,000 month, I can have a $100,000 month, the $1 million meant that all I have to do is become consistent in what I'm doing now, right? So the mindset behind that was, if I maintain this level of consistency, then we will make $1 million. Now, once we did our first seven figures in a year, I didn't even know it at that time because I'm thinking about just one business. I'm not even adding a collective total of the other businesses within it. But we started to get a repertoire with me and Chris Cole, right? Because it came about through proper collaboration. But we started to get a consistency to where we was adding so much value that money started to just assume and chase us, right? And I am a firm believer that once you create value, and because money is used to exchange for things of value, the money will chase you. So I started becoming so valuable that I knew $1 million would come to me because I had over $1 million worth of value. My name is 19 Keys. I'm from Oakland, California. What I do is I teach concepts to the culture so they can control their future in a health, wealth, and a family business space. You know what I'm talking about?
Family 19 Keys tapping in, and this episode is brought to you by Goldwater. Now, sleep is probably the one most important thing that a human being can do. I know people used to tell you, come on now, entrepreneurs don't sleep and things of that nature. Don't listen to that. That's complete bullcrap. You need your rest, right? Now, the importance is that the universe has, or nature itself, has aligned the body, right, with a circadian rhythm. At 10 o'clock, we naturally are supposed to stop eating and our body starts to secrete a fluid, making us tired, right? Known as melatonin. Those who have heard of this understand this. We often disrupt that process because we have artificial lights, blue lights within the day. And by the time we go to sleep, we never get into that deep, deep beta delta wave sleep, right? Now, this is not good. You want to get into that deep REM sleep because at night, what happens while you're sleeping, your body is resting and regenerating, processing all the information from the day. Your cells are going there healing. Your body is digesting the food, clearing out your colons and the rest of your body. So when you wake up, you're clear and you're operating at optimal function. Now, one of the issues in society today is a lot of people don't dream. When they do dream, they don't dream in color, right? Or when they do dream, they don't have a lucid dream. And a lucid dream is when a dreamer realizes they're dreaming. That means that you have power over your subconscious faculties. The same way you have power in a lucid dream, when you can control everything in your reality, is the same way you can have power in a lucid woke state. But the lucid dream allows you to be able to figure out complex ideas and things that's going on in your own life and take control over it, right? But everybody doesn't even know how to operate in that standard of reality that every human being has the possession to be able to tap inward to. We have great testimonials when it comes to Gold Waters that our customers and our clients are always coming back and say, yo, I had my first deep dream in a long time. I've had great sleep. So sometimes I would take Gold Water right before I go to sleep. I also take it when I wake up in the rising. So it gives me that energy. It gets me started. I take it on an empty stomach 30 seconds before I eat anything in my stomach. And I take it at night. So it helps me secrete that melatonin, that electrify my brain, tapping into that third eye, decalcifying my pineal gland. So by the time I wake up, I am abundant, I am refreshed, I am ready to go, as all human beings should. Listen, I don't know what you're doing right now, but make sure you get a great night's sleep so you can wake up refreshed and then do it on the go and see if you're more in that electrical mode. Tap in.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.